As new leadership assumed control of a new Congress this week, Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Bob Dineen says he expects the same old challenges to the renewable fuel standard in the new year.
With Jim Inhofe from Oklahoma, now the chairman of the powerful Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, he will look for hearings. He will introduce legislation. There will be repeated attempts to repeal or reform or otherwise undermine the RFS. I remain confident that we will be able to beat those back because the fundamental math of the RFS and renewable energy has not changed, but it will be a constant battle this year.
Dineen says in the meantime, the industry will likely be waiting for several more months yet before the EPA makes any decision on volume requirements under the RFS for even last year.
After failing to release an RVO for 2014, they have indicated that they will do 2014 and 2015 and potentially, and their goal is to do 2016, all in one big rulemaking this year. Their plan right now is to get out a proposal sometime in April or perhaps May and then do a final regulation August or September. Now, the agency doesn't have a great track record in terms of meeting those deadlines, but I do think that they are sincere in their effort to try to put the RFS back on a trajectory of growth. But that's going to be a big challenge this year, is working with the agency and potentially other stakeholders to try to get the RFS back on track.
The highlight of 2014 for the ethanol industry was the first commercial production of cellulosic ethanol. But Dineen is concerned that momentum could stall.
How much expansion, what new plants are going to come online, and who's going to build that next plant is as yet undetermined, not clear, and will remain so until EPA and this administration gets its act together and makes it clear to the investment community that the government's commitment to renewable fuels and this program is sincere. They do that, you will see continued expansion in these new technologies. If they continue to flounder, I am fearful that our progress that we have seen in advanced biofuels will be dealt a setback.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I am Cindy Zimmerman.